Amen. All right. Well, hey, how many guys ever had a day where you're like, whoa, you were like totally enlightened? It's like, man, I didn't know that before, but it was kind of bad news, but it was really good news because it's something you need to know, right? It's like the day you found out this incredible news clip. Okay, let's take a look at it.
According to a new investigation, it turns out that many of the popular fast food joints here in America are selling products that are labeled as quote-unquote chicken, but inside there are a slew of other ingredients, things like seaweed, soy, protein powder, and even wood pulp. Furthermore, this investigation found that in some of these fast food restaurants, their so-called chicken products were comprised of only 60% meat, with the other 40% being things like additives, preservatives, and other different proteins. And again, these are not some random restaurants that you might have never even heard of before. Instead, these are chains that are probably within 5 minutes of your house. Wendy's, McDonald's, Subway, Jack in the Box, Dairy Queen, and so on and so forth.
Turn to somebody and say, Pastor Billy's a prophet of God. I should have listened to him. I resisted, but now it's all coming out. The foul truth about foul meat. Did you see that they also approved the chicken meat grown in labs? Since that's bad enough. Oh, and don't forget the arsenic. No, I'm not kidding. Where's it? Oh, here it is. Everybody now. Clean meat co-op. There you go. There's your commercial for today. You wonder why we're doing that. Hello. Okay, but again, that's it. That was bad news, but it was good news because you need to hear it. Well, believe it or not, folks, we're hearing even more bad news, but we need to hear it from the COVID pandemic. And I'm going to share with you just a short clip. This is Dr. Michael Yeardon. Who's he? He was the former vice president of Pfizer. He was in the camp. But now he's coming out as a whistleblower, and he's having to deal with the facts. And he's trying to warn people as fast as he can. There really was a plan with the pandemic, and it's not good. Listen to what he says it was really all about. Again, the former vice president of Pfizer. Watch what he says.
I will give just a short list of evidence for why I think, totalitarian tyranny and most likely depopulation is in the minds of the evil bunch of people who are running the scam called COVID-19 pandemic. The measures that have been introduced ostensibly to control the spread of this alleged virus were, in my view, solely put in place to weaken and damage the economies and the societies. And there's very strong evidence for that. So I think that's what's going on. And I think such is the level of deliberate, avoidable elevated all-cause mortality. There's no question that, for example, medical treatments of people who are said to have COVID-19 in hospital would guarantee hastening their departure from this life. That cannot be legitimate. And there are so many angles like this where what is being done injures or kills people. And I can tell as a very experienced biologist, this is quite deliberate. The other people haven't made mistakes. They're not stupid. They know what I know. And what they're doing are dangerous, sometimes injurious, sometimes lethal things. And so when you add up all of those things together, I can't come out on the side of, oh, this is just about money, because part of the people who would have authorized it sit astride the money creation process in the central banks already and private banks. So it's not about money, although money's involved. It can't just be about control, because they already have gross control over most aspects of our lives whilst leaving us some freedom. So they must want more control. And the digital passes, the central bank digital currency, neither of which are in dispute. It's the question of what will be done with them. And I'm putting it to you that they will be used to control your movement across every threshold and every transaction you do. In terms of the thresholds, is my contention over time, every threshold will be a regulated threshold, including that on your own home. And that's on the cards, or if you're still lucky enough to have private transport. I could try and persuade myself that they just want control or they just want money, but I'd be lying to myself. And so I end up with, they don't mind who they hurt or who they kill in order to get this control system in place. And I think that speech, even if I had no other information, I think it would suggest that they want to kill people, that many of the players that you see, including the Gates and so on, belong to families that have had a great interest over decades in the size of the human population, certainly going back as far as a century in some cases. So this is a multi-generational thing. And I think to these very old foundations in which families have worked with people who have got a vision that is to take the world in this direction of totalitarianism, transhumanism, and depopulation. And gradually over a long period of time, probably through the WEF and a few other 3- and 4-letter acronyms, has basically planted people, supported people and planted them in positions in large corporates, in governments, in academia, in media, and to the point where they are already in place.
Including, if you're here last week, Joe Biden on tape, one of Klaus's favorite disciples, for years. And he was put in a position for such a time as this. But as you can see, again, who is this? It's not just some Joe Schmo wackyguy.com. Dr. Michael Yeardon, former vice president of Pfizer. It's not just about money, although that was a big part of it. It's not just about control, although that's a big part of it. It's what? Multi-generational attack on humanity to depopulate the planet. And they don't care who or how they kill. And this is why the last 11 times we've been dealing with this guy. Because this is where a large part of this murderous, wicked, satanic behavior is coming from. And it has everything to do with Bible prophecy, because I'm convinced, biblically, he's building, whether he admits it or not, what the Bible warned about 2,000 years ago. It's called the rise of the Antichrist kingdom. Everything that comes with that Antichrist kingdom is what he is bringing to the planet with the people that he placed around, including the Biden regime. And this is because he grew up in Hitler's Germany. And his dad, as you can see on the right, Eugene, he was buddies with the Nazis. Okay, so this is where he gets a lot of his ideas from. And basically what he's doing is he's taking Hitler's agenda that only made it as far as Germany. He's now bringing it to the whole world, right? He should call it the Fourth Reich, because that's really what it is, but that's too obvious. So he calls it the Fourth Industrial Revolution, or the Great Reset. And what did he admit was the trigger to start the whole plan in place? He's been working on it for 50 years. Quote, the what? Pandemic, which means it's a plandemic, represents a rare but narrow window of opportunity to what? Reflect, reimagine, and what? Reset our world into this Hitlerian agenda. And so we're thinking, well, that's a crazy premise. Well, we've been taking a look at the proof. The proof is Klaus Schwab and the current Holocaust. They are depopulating the planet, just like Dr. Michael Yeardon said. Okay, it was a plandemic. Then it's a murderous motive. Why would they do that? Because they have a murderous motive, just like Hitler. They're considered useless people. They're also controlling the global food supply. They're also using the food to murder people or make them docile and dumb. They're also doing it with genetic food murders. They're putting this stuff in the food supply. Clean me, come up. Okay, and whether you get the shot or not, that's how wicked these guys are, right? They're also admitting that they got several different forms, not just one, of genetic altering technology, and they admit it's leading to a genetic apocalypse. That's why they're trying to store all the seeds and the DNA of everything on the planet, and they admit it. That was on tape. Then it's not just insects, animals, and plants. It's what? They are already being done genetically modifying humans, making a new post-human species. They're also mixing us with animals, we saw, the chimeric scenario. They're also cloning us, copying us as humans, and we saw that. And then last time, if that wasn't bad enough, these guys just don't stop. They are now creating what they call basically a cyborg humanity, merging man with machine, okay, into a new human 2.0 upgrade, right? And specifically, they are doing that with brain chips, okay, which we saw was the plan. And it's on tape. If you were here last week, we saw it. It's on tape. These guys admit that they're going to get brain chips. They're going to connect us like a matrix into this global matrix system, and they will be able to monitor even our thoughts. It's on tape. And you think, well, there's logistically no way that that's ever going to happen. Well, that's where Elon Musk comes in. He's got his brain chip company. He's not the only one. We're going to see Google's doing it too. Shocker. Okay, but Neuralink, that links the brain to the computer, and at the same time he's launching a global matrix system called Starlink to link everything together. He bought Twitter to be the universal platform, right? And then he's developing AI in our home state of Nevada to control the whole thing. And you're thinking, oh, come on, I thought he was a good guy. He's not working for those guys, are they? And I quote, this just happened a couple weeks ago. Elon Musk fans are furious. Why? Because he appointed a new CEO for Twitter. This lady, Linda Yaccarino, and who does she work for? The World Economic Forum. You know what? I got a theory, and it goes like this. Same thing last week. We should have paid attention to his outfit a little bit more. Because he told us who he's working for. He is no friend of humanity. He's a part of the group. And then we saw the mandate was already here. We just had the biggest dry run for the Mark of the Beast ever. It wasn't the Mark of the Beast, but this mandate, this forcing of people to do something with their body, to buy and sell, what did we just have? On a global basis. You had to put a mask on your head in order to buy and sell. You had to get a shot in the arm, not too far from the hand, in order to buy and sell. And then we had, from 2005, on tape, if you were here, we saw Joe Biden grilling John Roberts, who is now the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court, and he said, mark my words, you will rule on this before your tenure is over. Can microscopic tags be implanted in a person's body to track their every move, as well as can brain scans be used to determine a person's violent tendencies on tape? So I got a theory that goes like this. If these same two guys force people, mandated masks on head, and mandated force people with the shots in the arm not too far from the hand, then they're probably going to mandate microscopic tags being implanted in a person's body and the usage of brain scans. Anybody come to that conclusion? And again, we saw on tape. You think that's crazy? On tape. Klaus Schwab admitted he loves Joe Biden. Before he was even vice president under Obama, he admitted he was coming there for years as a senator. And Biden was saying, hey, yeah, the fourth industrial revolution is going to bring about a new digital revolution. I wonder what that is, Joe. Now, for those of you, Joe, come on, Joe ain't that smart. He can't read the Q thing. Well, is it the real Joe or the fake Joe? I don't know. That's a whole other topic. But the other thing is this. That's why most people would call it the O'Biden administration. But he's the figurehead. I get that. But still, it's still the same agenda. Is what these guys are doing. They want to create a cyborg humanity just like Star Trek, where we're all connected, merge man with machine, and they will literally control everything. Which leads us to the third thing we're going to take a look at in this cyborg humanity is the promotion is already here. See, you can't just have the plans, they already have that. You can't just have the mandating mentality, they've already done the experiment on a global basis with the COVID pandemic. But you got to warm people up to this. And again, what we're talking about here is they're big on creating a cyborg humanity, but specifically with the brain chip. And again, this just happens to be one of the two places that the Bible warned about 2,000 years ago that people would be taking the mark of the beast in the seven-year tribulation. And that's what we saw last week. But again, the Bible's very clear. God warns those in the seven-year tribulation, not us, whatever you do, don't you dare take this mark. Because if you take this mark, you are doomed. And I think we're going to get even more clarity on why these people are doomed today. But let's take a look at that text and that warning from God. Revelation 14 is our opening text. Again, Revelation 13 tells us that if you don't take the mark, this is not us, the people in the seven-year tribulation. You should have got saved today and avoided the whole thing. But the people who are left behind, right, and that you're going to have to deal with this mark of the beast scenario. And Revelation 13 says it's going to be in specifically the right hand or the forehead. And then the very next chapter, as if that didn't get your attention enough, God uses very strong words to say, whatever you do, don't do this. Again, get saved today if you're not, so you can avoid the whole thing. That's common sense. But man, if you're left behind, God, he just screams it out from the text. Don't do this or you're doomed, right? Revelation 14, let's take a look at what God says about that warning. Then he says this, then I saw another angel flying in midair. And he had the eternal gospel to proclaim to those who live on the earth, to every nation, tribe, language, and people. And he said in a loud voice, fear God and give him glory. Why? Because the hour of his judgment has come. Worship him, God, who made the heavens and the earth, the sea and the springs of water. So he gives you a command. Worship God, the only one God. Get right with God. People can still get saved in the seven-year tribulation. Most of them are going to be slaughtered like flies, but at least you don't end up in hell, right? Okay, you should have got saved today and avoid the whole thing. But he sends out the angel across the whole earth as if it's God's mercy mixed in the midst of his judgment. As if the 144,000 male Jewish witnesses didn't get your attention. As if the two witnesses did. God sends an angel through the whole planet declaring the gospel. So nobody can say, I didn't have an opportunity. And then he warns you, that's what I'm telling you, you need to do. But then he warns you, don't you dare worship the Antichrist. And he goes on, second angel followed and said this, fallen, fallen is Babylon the Great, which made all the nations drink the maddening wine of her adulteries. And that's the one world harlot system. The third angel followed them and then said in a loud voice, if anyone worships the beast in his image and receives his mark on the forehead or on the hand, he too will drink of the wine of God's fury, which has been poured out, listen, full strength into the cup of his wrath. He will be tormented with burning sulfur in the presence of the holy angels and the Lamb, and the smoke of their torment rises forever and ever. There is no rest day or night for those who worship the beast and his image, or for anyone who receives the mark of his name. You may be seated if you can. There are those out there in the church today that would say that the people in the seven-year tribulation, not the church, we leave prior, but they would say that those who get saved in the seven-year tribulation, even if they take the mark, they can still have an opportunity to be saved. I disagree. I think God's very blunt. Why, no, you cannot. It's over. It's doom. You do not collect $200. You don't pass go. You're going straight into the lake of fire if you do this. Now, again, you should have got saved today and avoid the whole thing. But if you find yourself, whatever you do, worship God who made the heavens and earth. Don't worship the Antichrist. Don't take this mark. You're going like, well, why? Well, I think, number one, the context tells us, right? You had the audacity, you had a way out, and you still chose to worship the Antichrist, Satan's man, instead of Jesus Christ, the one and only Messiah. So you're doomed. And maybe that's all it is. But God uses some very strong words here. He doesn't just say, hey, don't do this. Right? He says, drink the wine of his fury. You'll get the full strength of the cup of his wrath. You'll be tormented day and night forever and ever, burning sulfur, no rest, no day. Why? Well, a basic biblical rule of interpretation is anytime you see something emphasized in the scripture and or repeated, it's all important for us, all of God's word. But when you see this, it's basically God in megaphone saying, pay attention. And so he didn't just describe one thing. He didn't just say, no, don't take the mark. And that would have been enough. But what's he say? He adds all this on top. Burning sulfur. No rest day or night. Forever, forever. Cup of his wrath. No, the full strength. Ah, fury. Why? Because he's not only a God of judgment, he's a God of love. And he's warning people, man, you should have got saved today and you wouldn't even have to deal with this mark. You could have won at the rapture prior. But I'm even going to send an angel across the whole planet and warn you one more time. Don't you dare worship the Antichrist, his image, and don't you dare take this mark. And again, you go, well, why? Why are they so doomed? Well, again, maybe it's just the choice because you had the audacity to worship Satan's man instead of the one and only man, God, Jesus Christ. You made your bed, you lie in it. Maybe that's it. Maybe that's all it is. But, not saying thus saith the Lord, but when you understand this cyborg mentality, the cyborg goal of clouds in the brain, especially with the brain chip, and what it will allow these people to do for those who take a brain chip in the head, maybe, I'm not saying thus saith the Lord, but maybe we're going to see some other reasons why these people are doomed. It is game over. And this is what they're doing right now as we speak, folks. They are promoting in a multitude of ways, you've got to get a brain chip. They not only have the plans, they got the infrastructure. They can mass produce these babies. They're building the system and interconnect and all. That's all there. But now they're promoting it, young and old alike. If you would just get a brain chip, it would be awesome. And the first way they're doing that is with this. It'll give you super abilities if you just get a brain chip. And what they do is the first class of people they're doing this is with people that have a lack of mobility. The quadriplegic, the paraplegic. People have been paralyzed. They can't walk anymore and all this stuff. And they say, hey, man, if you would just get a brain chip, then guess what? You can actually walk again. Like this guy. Watch this.
Tonight, groundbreaking new technology enabling a paralyzed man to walk again for the first time in more than a decade, thanks in part to the power of his own thoughts. Kertjan Oskam was in a motorcycle crash in 2011.
12 years ago, I got an accident and had a spinal cord injury. So I'm not able to move my legs anymore.
A year ago, scientists in Switzerland placing electronic implants in areas of his brain and spinal cord that control movement. Then, using artificial intelligence, researchers building what they call a digital bridge, establishing a wireless connection between Oskam's brain and spinal cord to stimulate movement, bypassing the injured areas of his body, essentially putting his thoughts into action.
I could control my hips. The brain implant picked up what I was doing with my hips.
The 40-year-old has been able to stand, walk, and even climb stairs with the help of those implants.
See? You just get a brain chip. I know it sounds freaky. If you get a brain chip, you can walk again. I mean, what's next? The people that can't speak, they can talk again? Yeah, that's the next one. Watch this.
There are millions of people around the world who don't have this ability to speak. But for one of them, things changed recently, thanks to a landmark study at UC San Francisco. They implanted what they call a neural prosthesis on the skull of a man who's been paralyzed and unable to speak since he suffered a brainstem stroke 15 years ago. The team asked him questions by putting them up on the screen and then asked him to answer.
We see that it's happening, you know, right in front of our eyes, right in front of his eyes. You know, he's very excited about it too. So, I mean, those are some very special moments for sure.
Wow. So if you, I know it sounds freaky, but if you would just get the brain chip, man, you could walk again, you could talk again. I don't have time, but they also are saying that they could, the people that are blind, you'll be able to see again. And that category of people, with all due respect, who wouldn't line up and say, give me that chip? But you might be thinking, well, fortunately, praise God, I'm not dealing with that reality of limited mobility or speech or sight and things of that nature. So what's the big appeal to me? They haven't left that stone unturned. This one, two thumbs up, according to Elon. If you would just get the brain chip for the rest of us, whoo-wee, you're going to have a life of convenience beyond your wildest dreams. I mean, I don't know about you, but anybody ever get sick and tired of just losing those ear pods? I mean, those things are expensive, right? Or the dogs are chewing on them or all that stuff. Wouldn't it be great if you could just somehow just stream the music directly to your brain? That's how it's being pitched. If you get the brain chip. Watch this.
Elon Musk must be really tired of losing his AirPods because on July 19th, he once again set the Twitter and tech world ablaze when he responded yes to a fan's tweet asking if Neuralink would allow users to stream music directly to their brains. Dozens of news organizations quickly began to generate speculation, publishing articles, all to the effect of Elon Musk wants to stream music to your brain.
Wow. I mean, that's the next upgrade, right? Remember back in the day, the Sony Walkman? Back when we drove around on rocks and ate dirt and pickle sandwiches for us ancient people. Remember, it was the headphone, right? And then it went to the ear pods with the wire. Then you got rid of the wire. Hey, get rid of all that. How many younger generation people would line up and get a brain chip just to do that? They know what they're doing, folks. They're promoting it, right? Oh, but that's the tip of the iceberg, right? How many guys know somebody, not to cause a family split, a marital issue, a church split? How many of you guys know somebody that is technically driver challenged, right? And you're there in that passenger seat, right? They think they got it going, you're, right? But you know what? Wouldn't it be great if you got a brain chip and you could just drive the car with your thoughts? Not coming, already being done. Watch this.
Mind control is real. Not like your uncle's Facebook post about Bill Gates and vaccine microchips. Actual technology to help people with mobility challenges use their mind to get around. The tech got a test drive down in the Springs today.
Since my accident, I don't have no mobility below my waist, so this is my first time driving the car, yeah.
And we said, oh, and by the way, you're going to drive this car hands-free, feet-free, and you're going to have to think about it.
All right.
An electrode is placed on the surface of the brain.
It's unbelievable, like, to think about being in the car, to be in it and just watch how you go through the track smoothly and it responds to what you think.
Oh, and by the way, it's not just cars. It's any vehicle. It could be a truck, a boat, a plane, including fighter jets, which I will just say this little detour. This technology is actually old hat. They're just now getting us used to it, but it's old hat. I'll tell you how old it's been around. Guy I used to work with, he used to work in Southern California, Huntington Beach for GE. I'll just say that. One of his bowling buddies was in the Air Force. And he would disappear every once in a while for a couple weeks and then come back and bowl for a few weeks, and he'd disappear. And finally, after he had a few too many beers, he asked him, he says, well, where do you keep going on these missions? This was about 1980, 1981. He said, I'm flying experimental jets across the United States, West Coast, East Coast, in 1 hour. That's not the half of it. 1980, 81. He said, I'm doing it with my mind, no hands. This technology has been around for a long time, right? And so if I say any more, I'd have to... I don't want to say this as a pastor. That doesn't sound good. So anyway. But no, seriously, that's what it is. So any transportation now it's for the rest of us. And I think they've got this way perfected more than what they're showing us. They're getting us warmed up to it, right? But you're thinking, well, okay, so I know some people that could use a brain chip to drive a car, and I know people that would probably line up just to get the chip to stream music directly to the brain, but that's a little too freaky for me. So again, they're not done. Wouldn't it be great, right? How many of you guys know somebody that's a computer challenged, right? Just go back to the keyboard, right? You're on the keyboard, And what are they doing? The one finger dance. It's like, you know, it's made for two, you know. But right? Or the mouse. It's just like, right? Hey, wouldn't it be great if you could just get a brain chip and you can control all devices? Maybe in the toaster, appliances, you name it. Even get rid of your phone, man. If you just get a brain chip. Current technology, watch this.
A paralyzed man can walk again, thanks to a revolutionary chip in his brain. What else could be possible with brain-computer interfaces, or short BCIs? Typing mails only using your thoughts, or even save your memories and replay them at any time? Well, some of this is already possible, and if you ask Elon Musk, the sky is the limit. His startup Neuralink has recently been cleared to test their brain chips on, or more accurately, in humans. With a chip like that, you can, for example, operate computers or smartphones. You could play video games or prepare a presentation for work without using your hands. Or imagine a conversation without speaking and instead communicating by reading each other's thoughts. And these devices could also monitor your health and warn you of the risk of a heart attack, for example.
A brain chip could save your life. Wait a second. Communicate with your thoughts sitting next to somebody? Who would do that? Just open your mouth and talk. How many guys have been sitting on the couch? We won't mention any names. But instead of open your mouth, a loved one texts you a message. It's like, I'm right here. You could have said hi or boo or go get the what? How many people do you know that would skip that just to have this convenience? I could get rid of my phone. I can get rid of the computer. I could play games with my mind, control all that stuff. And that's how it's being pitched, right? And I don't know about you, but if I have to press one more time that lever on the toaster, I'm going to blow a gasket. I'm so tired of having a callus on this finger. Control everything, all electronics with your mind. That's a convenience. That. But not only that, again, not to keep causing marital and church splits, but if you would get a brain chip, you could improve your intelligence. I just saw some husbands and wives. Don't even go there. Don't even go there. But how many of you guys know somebody that, you know what, probably wouldn't be a bad thing if you just get a little boost, you know, a little help there, right? I mean, but, yeah, okay, but seriously, okay, but this is how they pitch it. And this is not a joke. If you would just get a brain chip, you can only walk again or talk again or see again. If you've got those limited abilities, you got music stream directly into your brain. You could drive a car, any vehicle you could think of, even a plane. You can control any kind of electronic device and all that stuff. But you could instantly download information into your brain and know it just like that. Just like this movie. Remember this scene?
Mikey, I think he likes it. How about some more?
Yes. I know Kung Fu.
Show me.
Yeah, that's good, because that actually, side note here, portrays the last deacon meeting I went to. It was like, man, these guys, whoa, stop, whoa. No, just kidding. That was the old facility. But not anymore. Praise God, we're out of that. But again, what do you mean? Yeah, you know, through Jim. Man, we got stories. But anyway, praise God we made it through that. But anyway, seriously, this is what they're working on. Just like that movie, was propaganda to get us used for what's coming. But they are saying that if you would just get the brain chip, then man, you could learn instantly anything. Hey, it's not just that school's out for summer, school's out forever, man. Who wouldn't line up for that if you just get a brain chip? And it's not just Neuralink, Elon Musk, as we saw last week. There's a multitude of these brain chip companies, including, and I quote, Google. Don't you want to get the Google brain chip? Well, here's what you would get in print. It could mean future school pupils won't need to memorize facts. Huh? Quote, the days of rote learning could soon be in the past. Implants in our heads will tell us everything we need to know. Future school pupils with Google brain implants will have answers to all their questions instantly with the help of artificial intelligence. Quote, Google will be in your head. Quote, humans will be able to get answers to any questions they may have without making a sound or typing anything. You can just ask something like, how do I say this in French? And instantly, you'll not just hear the information from the AI implant, you'll be able to say it. Francois? This is really, well, I like cheese too, whatever you just said. I'm sure Google will have competitive prices. Because I'm sure they'll just give this access to instant learning for free. No. It's going to become a paid commodity. And what it's going to do, as we saw before, it's going to create a caste society of haves and have-nots. In fact, they already admit this on tape. That's exactly what it's going to lead to. Write this. Hope you got money. Pay attention to this.
Our brains are remarkable. Miraculous, even. But they can't do everything. Unless we give them a little high-tech help.
When children see the movie The Matrix, and they see Neo jacking an electrode and all of a sudden becoming a gung-fu master, the first question they ask is, how can I get one? It's actually physically possible.
The key to transforming learning from an organic process to a machine-like downloading of information is a squiggly bit of brain known as the hippocampus.
The hippocampus is the gateway to memories. Short-term memories are stored right here in the prefrontal cortex, but eventually they have to be transferred to long-term memories, and that's where the hippocampus comes in.
This part of the brain doesn't store the memories, but it does the appropriate conversion.
At the University of Southern California, bioengineer Ted Berger has already proven that a computer chip can replace or enhance brain function.
Right now, what our prosthesis does is to convert a code that's kind of in the middle of the hippocampus to what would be the output of the hippocampus.
They've been able to take mice and access the electrical signals coursing through the hippocampus and record them. And then when they shot the message back into the hippocampus, the mouse remembered the task.
We found that we can not only restore long-term memories, we can enhance the animal's ability to remember. You could think about using devices like this to greatly enhance human memory and to shorten the cycle for learning in terms of downloading huge quantities of memory at a single time.
Chips that augment our hippocampus could very well help us learn faster. So will that make them a must-have for competitive parents?
At that point, it could create an arms race in elementary school.
What is 4 times 3?
Rumors go out that, well, Jones's kid, he's been enhanced, and our Johnny has to compete with this enhanced kid.
The reality is that with these kinds of technologies, they do not get distributed to everyone at the same time. Some people get it first, some people get it better.
As a society, we have to really think long and hard about who gets this. If it's just the wealthy, that there are real dangers that they will use it to consolidate their power and their wealth.
Remember the movie Gattaca? That's a portrayal of what's to come if these guys get their way. But they admit what? Hope you got some cash, because you know none of this access is going to be for free. You have to pay for the upgrade. But again, if you just get the chip implant, if you got some cash lying around, give a kid a little extra hand. Oh, did you see how they admitted it could also bring back long-term memories? Anybody on the planet suffering from a memory issue? Well, I wasn't speaking of that in general, but since you mentioned that, I was speaking of Alzheimer's. How many people? And dare I say, how many people would make the decision for their loved one? That if they said we can get rid of their Alzheimer's, would do it. It's being promoted that way on purpose. Just get the brain chip. Let me give you one more. Speaking of Alzheimer's memories, if you would just get this brain chip, you could have super thoughts. Super thoughts, right? You can only walk again, talk again, see again, have music directly streamed to your brain, drive a car, any vehicle, control any electronic device, know anything, anywhere, anytime, all at the same time. But listen, we could not only enhance your thinking, information, knowledge, we could get rid of any bad thought. Is there anybody on the planet suffering from something called depression? Do we have anybody on the planet that suffers military or our law enforcement, PTSD? I mean, if you would just get the brain chip, you could zap that bad thought and you'd be perfectly fine. That's exactly what they're saying they can do now with these brain chips. Watch this.
When times get tough, do you ever wish you could just push that reset button and just start all over again? We've all thought it.
Flush, right?
Yeah, we've all thought about it and wish we could do it from time to time. But be careful what you wish for, because scientists are now working to make these wishes a reality.
It may sound like something out of a science fiction film, but believe it or not, scientists are working on implanting microchips into human brains to delete memories. Prototypes for the chip are allegedly being tested on epilepsy patients in hospitals with good results. But the creator hopes to one day expand this chip, not just for the sick, but for the healthy population, where users could remove experiences and, get this, buy new ones. The chip is predicted to be as common as cell phones in the future. Are you ready?
About it, that maybe there is a use to try to eliminate those bad thoughts,
PTSD,
bad
memories,
bad divorce,
rape,
whatever.
Trauma.
This whole area of functional brain surgery, whether it be a chip, whether it be brain stimulation, I mean, this is an area that is evolving at a crazy rate. I remember when Neil Martin, the neurosurgeon, was on, he said, just wait, Drew, the time is coming. We're going to control so many of these behaviors, obesity, right, for example. He said, we're going to control it all through the brain.
Well, this is Westworld-esque, you know, with all the someone in a control room somewhere controlling your memories, controlling your thoughts.
It's creepy.
This is very creepy.
Yeah.
Creepy, but that's what they're building. Yep. Somebody else can now access your thoughts and then control them and delete them, or it's... Oh, it's not just that. It's not just getting rid of, if you just get the brain chip, all the bad thoughts. You could at the same time guarantee you only have positive emotions. Every single day, no such thing as a negative thought, and all day long you walk around with positive emotion, like Pastor Billy, who made the commitment years ago to never eat chicken for the rest of his life. But see, that's for me without the brain chip. These guys are saying, for those of you who apparently still eat sawdust chicken, if you would just get the brain chip, listen, you get rid of all bad memories, all bad thoughts, and you'll have nothing but positive emotions. And I quote, this is from Elon Musk. Elon Musk has already set his sights on bigger things with Neuralink brain chips. When asked if Neuralink's devices could also help, quote, stimulate the release of oxytocin and serotonin and other chemicals, he replied, yes. And you think, well, what's that? Oxytocin, serotonin are what is referred to as our happy hormones. Quote, when you're attracted to another person, your brain releases dopamine and your serotonin levels increase and oxytocin is produced, which causes you to feel a surge of positive emotion. So, wow. Like, just get the brain chip. All bad thoughts, all depression, PTSD, anything negative, completely gone, and I will only always have a positive emotion. Wouldn't that be great? I mean, the next thing you know, you're going to be able to do this, like this movie scene shows it.
Would you like to see your doctor?
but you're snowed under with work? Do you dream of a vacation at the bottom of the ocean, but you can't float the bill? Have you always wanted to climb the mountains of Mars, but now you're over the hill? Then come to Recall Incorporated, where you can buy the memory of your ideal vacation cheaper, safer, and better than the real thing. So don't let life pass you by. Call Recall for the memory of a lifetime.
For the memory of a lifetime. Recall, recall, recall.
It's your first trip?
Mm-hmm.
Ernie?
That's a new one.
Blue sky on Mars.
Been married long?
8 years.
So, how do you like your women? Blonde? Brunette? Redhead?
Brunette.
Oh, boy, is he gonna have a wild time. He's not gonna want to come back.
Oh, that's for sure.
Imagine if you could just have like a brain generated vacation in your mind and like you're really there, how much money you could save, and you don't have to worry about driving in that car with you know who that freaks you out all the time. And if you get a brain chip, that's now reality. Again, Hollywood, it's called predictive programming, getting us used for what they're building for years. They now are admitting, remember on the previous video, if you were paying attention with the doctors there, on erasing memories, okay, it said you could possibly buy the thoughts you want. Now they're saying they can access not just our thoughts, but our dreams. And they're already predicting, guess what? You could buy what dreams you want to dream at night. Not coming, already being done. Watch this.
The reality is that we're now starting to understand how you can actually influence a person to change their mind and behave in a certain way. And a lot of companies are interested in that because this tackles the very idea of free will, when Amazon can not just know what you want, but actually start offering you things that you didn't know you want because they know you better than yourself. That's when we're heading into a world where your brain interacts with the outside world behind your back.
Now, you've also studied dreams quite a bit. Can deciphering their meaning be a key to our brains?
Yes. So dreams, in a way, have been fascinating for people for millennia. We always thought that they mean something. If you don't believe me, you can just try to tell your boyfriend or your husband in the morning that you dreamt of your ex-boyfriend and see how they respond. They think that dreams mean something, whether they do or they not. And for the first time in history, we can actually access them and understand them. Up to now, in the days of Freud and Jung and all of those, we had to ask you to tell us what you dreamt and believe that this is the story. But what we're learning right now is that we can actually get access to your dreams using neuroscience when you're sleeping and understand what they're telling us. And the stories that they tell us something about who you are, what you want, how you think about the future, what you want to do next, and how you think about all kinds of possibilities. This means that we'll understand you better. This means that we can actually control the world around you better in alignment with what you want. And it also means we can start manipulating your dreams by creating dreams for you. So you can go to sleep with a dream that I set up for you. Maybe a filmmaker like Spielberg could make dreams for people and so on. And at the very least, you can go to sleep after a nice evening and continue the evening in your sleep. It becomes a canvas. These companies like Netflix, YouTube, Hulu, or Tech24 can put content in. And generally, it's the ultimate virtual reality, one that our brain creates for us.
If you just get the brain chip, it's not just, okay, now I don't have nightmares anymore. People chase me with their chicken sandwiches made of sawdust. That's bad enough. I can't handle those anymore. But just like scrolling through Netflix, I go, which one do I want to watch? Okay, $4.99, I'll take that one. What are you going to call it, Dreamflix? I should copyright that. This is, do you see the promo? How many people do you know? You stir all this together and you're going like, man, look at all the conveniences. If I just get a brain chip, it'd be awesome. They don't know Christ. Listen, they may even attend a church service. That doesn't save you like being a cow in a barn. You got to be born again. But listen, even most churches today, they don't talk about Bible prophecy. I don't know if you noticed this, but I am shocked at how many people, and I'm not saying they're not saved, they're Christians. They don't even know what Mark of the Beast is. You and I are going like, oh, who doesn't know Mark of the Beast? They don't. They've been raised their whole life not knowing an ounce of the biblical prophetic terminology. And these people, this is great. It's just like upgrading my phone. Human 2.0, bring it on. Give me a brain chip. It's crazy. Now, of course, that's all the positive promotions. If you just get all these conveniences, okay? And you're thinking, well, come on, are you serious? They're going to sell dreams? Yeah. You just saw them. Admit it. Different companies. In fact, it's leading to a new danger that these same people are saying is coming. I mean, you know what? One thing that's really annoying when you watch TV, it's those goofball commercials, right? The same ones trying to get you to go to Jack in the Box and Wendy's to get that sawdust chicken sandwich. I'm getting a lot of mileage out of that. But anyway, it's annoying. I hope they don't put commercials in these dreams. And I quote, companies will be able to take over your dreams with commercials. Scientists warn a letter calling for laws to ban them. It's called TDI Advertising, Targeted Dream Incubation. It says, quote, slippery slope with real consequences. Quote, planting dreams in people's minds for the purposes of selling products raises important ethical questions. Yes, you bet it does. But see, giving somebody access to your thoughts, to your dreams, to inside your head comes with some unfortunate side effects. And that's not what they talk. But every once in a while, somebody in the industry will admit it's going to give somebody else the ability to dictate you at the very core of being a human, as this guy warns eventually. Watch this.
This is technologies are the future of the brain, our human brain, and where it is headed with technology. Right now, scientists in laboratories around the world are developing brain chips. Now, these are chips that can be inserted into the brain, and they are wireless. We will have brain chips in humans. And the people who will get those brain chips first are people who suffer from severe medical conditions. So if you have a severe medical condition, like you're paralyzed from the neck down, or you suffer a brain disorder like Alzheimer's disease or Parkinson's disease, and that brain chip can restore your quality of life, would you hesitate to get the chip? No, of course not. You would say, put the chip in my brain. Mind-to-mind communication. This is something of science fiction that we all read about. But this is actually possible today, as I just showed you. So there will come a point where if we have a chip in our brain, and you out there have a chip in your brain, we can communicate. We can communicate without talking. We can communicate when you're halfway around the world. And we can exchange knowledge. So, if you look at a world where we have these chips that are connected to the internet, all of a sudden, every piece of information on the internet becomes accessible to our minds. Now, when we look back at today and we have to go to Baidu or Google and type it in, that will seem so primitive. Nobody will do that. You will just think, what knowledge do I need? And it will appear there for you to use. But it gets even weirder. Stranger, because we will not only be able to transfer knowledge, but we will be able to transfer memories. Now, so you could have an experience like skydiving, and all of a sudden you could transfer that experience to a friend, and all of a sudden they have experienced what you have experienced. It gets even weirder, because we will be living our lives as our lives. We know our lives and our memories. But you will all of a sudden have access to anybody's life who wants to make it available to you. All of us are here learning at Siebes, right? Getting EMBAs and MBAs. Well, this will be obsolete because Siebes will literally be in the cloud. And you will just download from all the best minds in the world whatever you need to know when you need to know it. Our brains will be, we will no longer have universities as we have them today. That will change. Information will be on demand. Information will be commoditized. Knowledge will be commoditized. All of us will be smarter, have infinite amounts of storage, and infinite access to information. It will be unheard of We will no longer be this isolated human being. We will be connected to everything. And when we do that, we have to understand that this is a big responsibility. It's something we as a society, we as the human race, must think about very, very carefully. Because imagine, people can hack your cell phone now. People can hack your computer. And it can be bad. They can steal your banking information, take all your money. They can steal your identity. But they can't really hurt you. In the future, though, if somebody hacks into your head because it's connected to the internet, they can steal you. They could actually steal you. They can implant memories in your head that you don't have. They could erase memories. They could control you in ways that you wouldn't even know you're being controlled. Is this scary?
Understatement of the year. And that's the cyborg thing that Klaus and the gang want to bring to the whole planet. Now, the term that he's talking about there is a legitimate term. If you want to go freak yourself out even more this afternoon, then just search for this term. You know, the low-tech way, not the brain chip way. Brain hacking. Just look brain hacking up, and you'll have more oodles of information. This is a legitimate concern because you are giving access, an outside access. And if you connect to a global matrix, then that means anybody around the globe can have access now to your very brain. Thoughts, emotions, control your body. Control your body? Absolutely. And see, this is the other thing that they're not telling you. Quote, AI brain implants can change a person's mood. What? These chips were created by DARPA, the Defense Advanced Research Project Agency, that produce, listen, electric shocks to jolt a person's brain back into a healthy state automatically. Well, who gets to define what's a healthy state? So you dictate, oh, I don't like that, but... They didn't tell you that when they're trying to promote this. Is I don't want to have to push that bagel maker level down anymore. Another one, watch this. It'll control you as a person, make you into a remote-controlled person. Scientists remotely hack brain, controlling body movements. And I quote, imagine someone remotely controlling your brain, forcing your body's central processing organ to send messages to your muscles that you did not authorize. It's an incredibly scary thought, but scientists have managed to accomplish this science fiction nightmare for real, end quote. They were even able, listen, to prompt their test subject to run, whether they wanted to or not, listen, freeze in place, just completely just, or turn around, or even completely lose control of their limbs because you gave them access to your brain. And they go, oh, come on, they're not going to make remote-controlled people, are they? In fact, remember what we saw. Trace the historical trail. What happened after World War II? Operation Paperclip. What happened? We brought a bunch of Nazi guys over, 1,600 plus. We already saw in print that some of these guys were not just rocket scientists, but eugenicists, right? We also saw the same guys were also doing brain experiments. Right after Operation Paperclip, what came next? Project Mockingbird. And at the same time, the CIA was launched to work with these Nazi guys for PSYOP brain control experiments. Watch what this guy says the CIA was doing by the time of the 1970s. They made real good headway in controlling people with the brain experiments that they got from the Nazis. Watch this.
It's the stuff of a Hollywood movie, but a group of veterans has filed a lawsuit against the CIA and U.S. Army claiming that the government planted remote control devices in their brains. So could this really be happening? Well, joining me to help discuss this is Dr. Colin Ross, president of the Colin A. Ross Institute for Psychological Trauma. Dr. Ross, tell me, is this really happening? Did the government really take part in mind control experiments on soldiers? What kind of stories have you heard from the survivors of these experiments? I know you've had access to thousands of documents from the CIA.
So there's all types of different experiments where no real consent was given. The people didn't really know what was going on, and they were basically tricked. And I think in the brain electrode experiments, it's kind of a combination of both. Some patients were told you have an electrodes put in your brain, but it's for some therapy purpose when it was really research. Others were told, go here and volunteer, and you don't really have much choice. And others were given sort of a more exact story.
So what exactly would the government do when they would control someone's mind? What could they make someone do when they manipulated their brains?
Well, what it describes in the documents and in the published papers is there's actually photographs of a 16-year-old girl. She's got a series of electrodes in her brain. Depending on which button's being pushed on the transmitter, she's either strumming her guitar, pounding furiously on the wall, or staring off into space. With the animals, they're actually directed to walk or swim to a target. So you can control the actual physical motion and the mental state. How detailed and how fine-tuned that's gotten since 1970, again, I don't know because it's all classified. But it must have gotten a lot more developed.
How fast can this happen? I mean, how fast can someone's mind be taken over? Does it happen over a period of weeks or days?
Well, the electrodes is a little different because you just put the electrode in, you push the button, and it happens right away.
Instant remote control person, if through electronics you give them access to your brain. In the 70s. By the way, what are you doing that on a 16-year-old girl? That's sick. What also started in the 70s? Klaus Schwab's World Economic Forum, 1971. Anybody starting to put the pieces together? Speaking of putting the pieces together, as we close, let's go back to our opening text. Now, all that you just saw, a little crone theory. I'm not saying thus saith the Lord, but now we got some food to think about. Right? Revelation 14, 9 through 10. If anyone worships the beast in the 7-year tribulation and his image and receives his mark on the forehead or on the hand, he too will drink of the wine of God's fury, which has been poured full strength into the cup of his wrath. Why is it? Why is it these people in the 7-year tribulation, they are doomed? Right? You're going straight in the lake of fire. You cannot reverse your fate. You cannot be saved. It's over. It's game over. Don't take this mark. But if you do, it's oh, why? Well, again, maybe just because they made that choice. You rejected Jesus Christ and you chose to worship the Antichrist. And maybe that's all it is. And again, I'm not saying thus saith the Lord, because that's all the text tells us. But maybe when you look at this brain chip, one of the two places that the mark is going to go into, and what it allows these people to do on a global basis, let's go back to that time frame. Maybe it'll go something like this. Again, not saying that saith the Lord, but they took the chip. And all of a sudden, a thought goes through their head. Maybe God is real. Maybe my neighbor who left prior to this horrible tribulation time, he kept telling me about Jesus. Maybe he was right. You know, I heard the message from the 144,000, those two witnesses, guys, in Jerusalem and stuff. And this angel, man, just went across the whole globe and telling me, get right with God. Maybe I need to get saved. Bing! It got deleted. Because it's all being monitored by AI on a global basis. The moment you think about God or Jesus Christ and you get saved, not saying thus saith the Lord, but you look at this technology, it's gone. You don't ever think about it again. As fast as it comes up, the faster it gets deleted. Or, maybe not just deleted, you get zapped. Remember that? It had the ability. Because that was not an appropriate thought to have. If you want to stop getting jolted, then stop thinking that thought. Actual technology. Maybe all of a sudden, your mind gets cloudy with music. It just, every time you just, and it forces you to think about something else. Or all kinds of thoughts come in. It's like, oh yeah, remember that vacation? Anything to distract you, detour you. Or maybe emotions kick in. You were told that if you took that brain chip, you'd get positive emotions, but that also means they could do negative ones. So the moment you start thinking about God or Jesus Christ, or you need to get saved, oh, absolute, utter terror overwhelm you. Oh, I'll never think about that again. Just to get you dissuaded from going that direction. You're doomed. You're doomed. You'll never get that far. Or remote control person. Maybe. As soon as that thought comes up, they'll just shut you off as a human. Like this Hollywood show shows us. Watch this.
I'm Kelly Fox, and I'm going to orient you in how it all works. So, What is it? Sleepaway is an alternate reality, monitored and controlled by our servers and shared by millions of dreamers around the world. As you approach REM sleep, our patented subsonic suggestion technology will sync you up with our servers. Basically, we use your brain as the computer. Once engaged, you can create an avatar or select a pre-made one at random. Any type of person is inhabitable, and the only rule is stay in character. Live an entirely different life while you sleep. Then, by the end of your character's day, it'll be time for you to wake up and enjoy your own with fresh eyes. With fresh eyes.
Too bad you took the brain chip. It shuts you down the moment you do anything wrong, think anything wrong. Actual technology. Crazy. In fact, what's even crazier as we close, shocker, Yuval Noah Harari. We've been talking this whole time about genetic alteration. This is the cyborg aspect. But back to the genetic one. They're manipulating insects, animals, plants, humans, chimeric concoctions, cloning, all that stuff. Yuval Noah Harari. Odd that his middle name refers to the biblical thing that's going on, the repeat of the days of Noah. That's just a little side note. But here he is on tape admitting that they now, the future masters of the planet, can brain hack humans. And he even says that a world dictator will know whether or not you obey. On tape. Watch this. This is crazy.
Till today, most surveillance was above the skin, and now it's going under the skin. What I mean by that is that until today, most surveillance, whether by corporations like Facebook or Amazon, or whether by governments, it was mostly about what you do in the world, where you go, who you meet, which TV shows you see, which news you read online. But they didn't look under the skin. What's happening inside your body, inside your brain. Now, the main thing we want to know is actually inside the body. We want to know whether you're sick or not, whether you have COVID-19, what's your body temperature, your blood pressure, your heart rate. And this changes the nature of surveillance. Of course, at present, the focus is just on the disease, but feelings are biological phenomena just like diseases. The same surveillance that can tell whether you have COVID-19 can also tell when you're angry, when you're joyful, when you're bored. So if you're now watching this interview and you have, say, a biometric bracelet on your wrist that monitors what's happening in your body, I could know whether you agree with me or not. Whether you think that, oh, this is scary, or nah, this is crazy. What is this guy talking about? Whether you are bored or whatever. Now imagine 10 years from now in a place like, I don't know, North Korea, when every citizen has to wear a biometric bracelet 24 hours a day. And if you watch a speech by the big leader, you can smile and you can clap your hands, but you have no control over what's happening inside your body. If you're actually angry about the big leader, they will know it.
Including the Antichrist in the 7-year tribulation. Notice, he said they could do this, not just with a brain chip, but what'd he say? A biometric bracelet. Let's see, you might be able to lose that bracelet, so wouldn't it be better if you got something in your hand? Both places of the body. Did you also notice how this has been a slow setup? We've been conditioned for all this external Big Brother. What did he admit? And he specifically called it out since the COVID pandemic. What's the next Big Brother that's coming? Internal Big Brother. What's going on in your body? What's going on in your brain? And when you get out of line, they're going to know and shut you down. as God says, don't take the mark. Or get saved now and avoid the whole thing. Amen? And that's why Jesus said this. Hey, man, when these things begin to take place, what are we seeing? The infrastructure of the mark of the beast system. Stand up, lift up your heads because your redemption draws near. We're not going in there, Christian. God has rescued us from his wrath through Jesus Christ and his death on the cross. Amen? Amen? So what do? Freak out in fear? Absolutely not. We need to get looking up, get excited every day. Woo! Maybe today's going to be the day. It's getting close. I can see that. And so we need to finish strong. And we need to tell as many people as we can, get saved now. This is not a joke. Including here today or watching online. If you're not saved, I don't know the heart, but God knows. You can fool me, but you can't fool him. You don't get there by trying to be a good person because nobody's good enough, including myself. There's only one way out of this mess. And what is coming to this planet is through the cross of Jesus Christ. God sent his son to die on the cross so that we could be completely forgiven, so that we could escape what we deserve. A cup of his wrath. Full strength, poured out, no rest, day and night, forever and ever and ever. He loves you, and he made a way out. All you got to do is say, yes, Jesus, would you please forgive me? Would you please save me? The Bible says if we confess Jesus as Lord, believe in our heart that God raised him from the grave, you will be saved. Don't be left behind. Amen. Well, hi, this is Billy Crone of Get a Life Ministries, and I hope you were blessed with this study. But in closing, let me ask you one final question. If you were to die today, are you sure that you go to heaven and not hell? Before you answer that, let me share a couple things that the Bible says. Did you know that the Bible says that God is holy and that we are not? And the wages of our sin or unholiness is death? In other words, we deserve to die and go straight to hell and be separated from God for all eternity. This is the great cosmic dilemma. God, who is holy and we are not, how can we have a relationship with him? The two will never mix. Now, to make matters worse, we don't even want to admit this, even though God already knows he's God. And so God, out of love, gave us something called the Ten Commandments. The Ten Commandments were not something to just memorize or stick on your wall or give the appearance of being a religious person. The Ten Commandments were God's divine x-ray, if you will, into our heart and soul to reveal this truth that we need to admit. And that is this, that God is holy and that we are not. We are disqualified for heaven. So let's take a look at that divine x-ray that God's trying to get us to realize. The Ten Commandments, the ninth one says, you shall not bear false witness. That's lying. Okay. How many guys have ever told a lie? Raise your hand. Okay. Well, if you didn't raise your hand, you just did. You just told a lie because we've all done that. Well, that makes us a liar. Another Ten Commandments says that you shall not steal. Don't ever take anything without permission. How many of you guys have ever done that? Well, you guys already said you're a bunch of liars. All of our hands should have went up on that one. If we're being honest, God already knows. Folks, we've all taken something. We've stolen something, right? That makes us a thief. Another Ten Commandments says that you shall not use the Lord's name in vain. He's not just holy. Even his name is holy. Hey, folks, let's be honest. If you can believe it, even the name of Jesus Christ has been turned into a common cuss word. Well, the Bible says that's a sin of blasphemy. Now we're a blasphemer. The Bible says you shall not commit adultery. And Jesus said, here's his standard. Even if you look at another person with lust in your eye, you committed adultery in your heart. Wow, so now we're an adulterer. The Bible says you shall not murder. And you might think, well, hey, at least I haven't done that one. Really? Again, the Bible says that the sin of hatred, wishing somebody was dead, okay, that's the same thing. It's akin to the sin of murder. It's just you pulled the trigger in your heart, but God sees the heart. Hey, folks, that's just 5 out of 10. How are you doing? You still think you're going to get to heaven on your own? You still think that you're qualified, that you're holy like God, and you could bridge the gap and have a relationship with him forever? I don't think so. I mean, what did we just see? You're going to stand before God, and so am I. We all are. And we're going to have to give an account for who we are. Hey, God, let me in. I'm a liar. I'm a thief. I'm a blasphemer. I'm an adulterer. I'm a murderer. And the scripture is very clear, folks. Such people as these will not inherit the kingdom of God. We're in trouble. But folks, here's the good news. The Bible says that if we would just admit that, that's the first step. To admit that God is holy, that I'm not, I'm disqualified for heaven, I need a savior. If we would admit that and then ask for the Savior to save us. That's what God was doing with Jesus. God gave us His Son, Jesus Christ. He took the death penalty in our place so that we could be completely forgiven of everything we've ever done and be made holy through Jesus so that we can now have a relationship with God both here and now and forever in heaven. We can become qualified. The word that the Bible uses is a word called pardon, that God is willing to pardon us of all of our sins and crimes that we've committed against Him and disqualified us for heaven, right? And we've actually seen this work in real life. There's been people who have committed crimes, gone to court, the gavel's been passed, the judge has said, hey, listen, we all know you're guilty, you even admit you're guilty, and for your crimes, you're going to not just jail, you're going to await in jail to go to the death penalty. And did you know that there actually is a way that somebody could get off of death row? It's called a pardon. The one in the authority, the governor, can grant what's called a pardon for that person's crimes, and they literally can go free. Not because of something they did, because the deeds are already done, you can't undo it. Not because they tried to clean up their act while they were stuck in the jail cell, because that doesn't change anything. But simply out of mercy, the person who has the authority can give them a pardon, and they can go free. And did you know it's actually on historical record that there have been people who have been granted a pardon from the death penalty and they've refused to take it? And so even though the offer was there to be set free, they themselves still had to go to the death penalty. Folks, in a nutshell, that's what God's doing every single day with all of us this side of heaven. While you still have breath, you still have an opportunity to receive God's pardon. He's willing to forgive you of all your sins if you would just receive His pardon through Jesus Christ. Again, that's what He was doing on the cross. The cross was the death penalty of the day. But since we weren't there, and since we can't earn it, it's a gift from God, you have to receive that by faith. Reach out even today from your own spiritual jail cell, if you will, and say yes to Jesus and God's pardon, so that you could be set free and go to heaven. The Bible says that if you will confess Jesus as Lord and believe in your heart that God raised Him from the grave, you will be saved. Hey folks, if that's you, don't delay. You may not even have tomorrow. Today could be your last day. Please accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Confess with your mouth He is Lord. Believe in your heart that God has raised Him from the grave, and the Bible says you will be saved. Well, this has been Billy Crone of Get a Life Ministries. If there's anything that we could do for you, our information and number will come up here shortly. And please don't hesitate to contact us. But remember, I hope to see you in heaven. God bless.